This is Football in Europe Scouting Report.
Thanks for joining us on Scouting Report. I'm Rob Daly. This is one of our special Football in Europe features we're going to be putting up every week. And it's basically about players from European football who've moved to the Premier League. If you've seen your team sign a new player, you want to know a bit more about them, this is the place to get it. Joining us for the first one is Bundesliga expert Kevin Hatchard. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So we're going to go through five players who've moved from the Bundesliga to the Premier League. Let's start with the man signed from Augsburg, Babar Rahman, who's just signed for Chelsea. How good is he? Still only 21 years old.
I think it's all about potential with him. He's very promising. He's very raw. He's got pace. He gets forward well. He's a very good attacking fullback. Needs a bit of work on the defensive side of his game, but he's a good crosser of the ball. And I think Chelsea have potentially got a very good player on their hands there. He needs work, and I think that's where Jose Mourinho will be perfect for him, because he'll work on his positioning, his defensive play. In terms of energy, in terms of pace, in terms of the sheer physical ability, I think that's all there. So he's done very well for Augsburg. I mean, they finished fifth last season, so it shows that he was part of a successful team, and not only a successful team, but one that defied the odds. And I think the Bundesliga have lost a very good player, and Chelsea have gained a potential star of the future.
It's been a wonderful supermarket for the Premier League, hasn't it? I think more than £110 million on Bundesliga players to the Premier League. Probably the biggest name was Bastian Schweinsteiger. Fascinating to see how he goes. Pep Guardiola not particularly happy with his fitness at the end of his time at Bayern. How's he going to go? Is he the player that he was a couple of years ago?
I think he's a very astute signing by Manchester United and Louis van Gaal, because he's the kind of guy that you need in a dressing room. He is a winner. He's won absolutely everything. He's won the World Cup with Germany. He's won the Champions League with Bayern. 8 Bundesliga titles with the Bavarian Giants as well. He knows what it takes to get those results you need to win trophies. So if you've got a guy like that in the dressing room and things aren't going well, and certainly out on the pitch as well, he's the guy you look to give you a bit of leadership. Yes, he might not play 30, 40 games a season because there are ankle problems, there have been knee problems, we know about those. But when he does play, you'll get a consistent level of performance.
I was excited when I saw that Roberto Firmino was coming to the Premier League to play for Liverpool, but what is his best position? And secondly, considering the money they've spent, I think £29 million is what people have talked about. Is this a big risk?
It is a risk. I think his numbers in the Bundesliga in the past couple of seasons are very, very good, not only in terms of assists, but in terms of goals as well. He's the kind of player that isn't selfish. If he sees somebody in a better goal-scoring position than him, he will try and find them. He's capable of scoring spectacular goals. He's not too bad in the air either. And mentally, he's very strong. This is a guy that came to the Bundesliga from Brazil at a very young age. And he dug in. He worked hard in training. He showed that he was worthy of a first-team place. He wasn't put off by the fact that it was a big culture shift, that he had to learn the language, that he had to get used to life in Germany. He dug in and he did the work that was required. So to move from the Bundesliga to the Premier League will be far less of a culture shock, I think. My worry about it for Liverpool would be, will he and Coutinho operate in the same areas, and how will Brendan Rodgers get those two to dovetail? But apart from that concern, I think he'll be fine.
One man who has already impressed, I guess, Shinji Okazaki at Leicester. Early days anyway, but a bit of a coup. Had a good season at Mainz, didn't he? And Claudio Ranieri clearly likes what he's seeing.
That goal at Upton Park against West Ham is what Okazaki is all about. Clever movement. He's got acceleration. He's got good technique, as we saw with the volley that was initially saved, and he followed it up with the header. That's what he does. Sometimes he's a bit overeager and he can get himself into offside positions, but that goes for a lot of strikers. But he's just a pure goal scorer. He's not somebody that's going to dribble past 3 or 4 players and smack one into the top corner. But if you want somebody to snaffle a chance, he will do it. And that's what they've bought. They've bought a pure goal scorer.
It's something that is discussed a lot about how the price of English players and maybe mid-sized Premier League sides like Leicester and Stoke, who have got Hosselu actually looking abroad now, they think it's better value for money. Would you go down that avenue as a thought process? And what do you think Hosselu is going to bring to Stoke?
I'm surprised Premier League clubs haven't looked more earlier at Germany because there are so many bargains. I'm amazed that nobody went, for example, for Johannes Geis, who has moved to Schalke for a relatively small fee. Very tidy midfielder, I think, a really good prospect for Germany. So I'm really surprised that nobody moved for him. To answer your question about Hosseley, and he's another one. He will score you goals and he's a threat in the air. He has a good sense of where to be in the penalty area. And I think we saw that in that 2-2 draw at Spurs at the weekend, because he got in an area where it was very difficult for Toby Alderweireld. He span infield and Alderweireld tripped him and he won that penalty. And that's the kind of thing you get with him. Clever movement, and he's a good finisher too.
Kev, thank you very much for joining us on the first scouting report.
Cheers, guys.
Follow the Football in Europe account on Audioboom for the latest podcasts, interviews and special features.